You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
On Monday, because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies look bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
And yes, this is a very special radiola. Not that they're not all very special in their own way, but this radiola is dedicated to someone who just left us and who will be deeply missed, who contributed more than I could possibly say to good music that we've all enjoyed, both on this show and elsewhere. And he was a photo archivist as well, well known, and a record producer for 50 years, and that would be Frank Driggs, who died this week. And I'm dedicating my show to Frank Driggs. I'm Andy Sr. This, as I say, is Radiola, and we are using almost exclusively recordings that Frank Driggs produced, and they're all LPs, and there's only 178, and that's our theme tonight. But we began with, from the box set, Original Sounds of the 20s, the second recording of that, Red McKenzie and his Music Box from Monday on, 1928, and then Art Tatum, Tiger Rag, 1933, from Piano Starcher, which was an album that Frank Driggs produced. And I found that somewhat later. It was had been reissued, and I bought it in a sort of a discount section. But that was the first time I ever heard Art Tatum play on that record. And I got that over 30 years ago. So that's piano did start there for me, I have to say. And I was very pleased to find that recording. And our theme, Willard Robeson, the Iapana Troubadour, is the only 78, or part of a 78 that you'll hear tonight. Everything else has been taken from mostly Columbia issues of Frank Driggs. And if you want this playlist or any other playlist of Radiola, that would be on my Radiola blog, and you can try a new URL that I'm floating. Try RadiolaRhythm.net and see if that works for you. If not, just type Radiola into Google or whatever search engine you may have, and you will probably find what you're looking for, assuming it's a show, that is. And we're going to proceed now with something from Sounds of Chicago. Benny Miroff and his orchestra 1928, and you hear a lot of Wild Bill Davison on this, and he's pretty wild. Smiling Skies.
Thank you. holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away, your head upon my knee. Bum bum bada, da dee 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 da, da 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 da. You saw my trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room will stand.
Gulf Coast 7, and this is a note to myself. Keep Your Temper, 1925. That's from Sounds of Harlem, another 1960s compilation of the Jazz Odyssey series, Sounds of New Orleans, Sounds of Chicago, and Sound of Harlem. Sound of Harlem, yes, excellent, excellent set that is. And Keep Your Temper is what I have to do. And before that, we had Joe Venuti and his Blue Four, Rube Bloom singing Blue Room. That sounds like a spoonerism, but in fact, that's true. 1928 from Original Sounds of the 20s, first disc of that. And before that, Benny Maroff and his orchestra, Smiling Skies, 1928, from Sounds of Chicago. Sound of Chicago, I should say. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm dedicating the show to the producer of all these issues, Frank Driggs, who left us just this week. And he was 81, but my colleague at WHCL did an interview with him a couple of years ago in 2008, and I will include that on my Live 365 stream. And those who are and those who get my emailing, and it'll also be linked to my blog. So anyone who wants to hear that may do so, and you'll get to hear Frank Driggs. And he was a wonderful guy. I wish I had gotten a chance to meet him. That was one of my great regrets, that I didn't get to meet Frank Driggs. But I at least I know somebody who talked to him. We're going to continue now with Monette Moore. And I think Rex Stewart is here on the cornet with Take It Easy, and it's 1925. Here it is.
Come.
Jemima, that's Tess Gardella, who would perform in what we would consider an unfortunate garb today, although she was a wonderful singer and certainly worth your attention. Can't Help Loving That Man, 1928, and I believe she introduced that song in Showboat. That was from Original Sounds of the 20s. Before that, also from that set, was Irving Kaufman, Pagan Love Song in 1929. beginning with Monette Moore, Take It Easy, 1925. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this is a celebration of the career and life of Frank Dregs, who just left us. And will be missed, very much so. Here from the Sound of Harlem, original Charleston Strut from 1923 by Thomas Morris and his Past Jazz Masters. Johnny Beiersdorfer and his Jazzola Novelty Orchestra. Waffle Man's Call, Sound of New Orleans. That was 1924, and that's a good record. That's a tough one to find, too. It was really on OK, but there it is on the Columbia set, Sound of New Orleans, from the Jazz Odyssey series. Before that, from Sound of Chicago, we had the Jelly Roll Morton Band, Someday Sweetheart. And that was 1923, and I have his Red Hot Peppers recording of that, which I may play at some point on the show. But that was from an earlier version of that, certainly. Beginning with Thomas Morris and his Past Jazz Masters, Sound of Harlem, original Charleston Strut, 1923. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I have lots of vinyl here. And that is unusual for me to say, but indeed, these are all taken from LPs that I have collected over the years, and all of them produced by Frank Driggs. And Frank Driggs had the booklets in those sets, by the way, were just as delightful as anything. And if you find those sets, either any of the Jazz Odyssey series or the original Sounds of the 20s, you will find that those booklets are worth their weight in gold. And a lot of those pictures came from the collection of Frank Driggs, who was known to have collected hundreds of thousands of jazz photographs and other things of similar interest. So, that's something worth mentioning. We're going to proceed now, and this is a recording my friend Pete, who interviewed Frank Driggs, got him really turned on to this music. He found the set on eBay of the Sound of Harlem, and he loved this, and I do too. It's Gertrude Saunders, I'm Craving for That Kind of Love, 1921, and this is a Cecil and Blake tune.
I'm waiting, I'm waiting, just to hold a man line, in my world. I need a man who knows in your heart. I don't want a love for your heart. He may be a baby of the very man. I'm melting, I'm the tail. If you let me hold you, why, I will go you, but take you back to
to him or
die. Oh, whisper, now whisper, oh, whisper, now then, oh, whisper,
sing nice, don't you? No, no, no.
Oh, honey, now, honey, I wish there's no one near. Now, baby, dear.
That's my fun day. I shine all day. Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Cliff Edwards, Sunday, 1926, from Original Sounds of the 20s. And, yes, I think originally on Perfect, and not a bad sound, though. It certainly doesn't have that, it's a nice transfer, a very nice transfer of that. Before that, Blossom Seeley, which was originally on Columbia, 1924, Lazy. And I guess that's the other word that describes me, although not today, because I've been transferring a lot of these onto the computer for your enjoyment. And, yes, Lazy, and with the Georgians. And the Georgians, of course, were led... was a band within the Paul Specht band, led mainly by Frank Garante on the cornet, and he's good. You have to admit that. Wonderful stuff there. And that was from the Original Sounds of the 20s. Before that, from the Sound of Harlem, Crazy, I'm Craving that Kind of Love, 1921, Gertrude Saunders. Wonderful stuff there. And I don't know, the Crazy Blues is coming up soon, though. And that's another one that my friend Pete really enjoys. This is Radiola, and we are celebrating the contributions made by the late, and I have unfortunately have to say that, the late Frank Driggs. And I'm playing, I've decided to play this. I'm Andy Sr., by the way. I'm playing this because I played the original of the Benny Goodman recording, which was on the Frank Driggs compilation. And I found that I liked this version actually better than the original. So, Hooray for Love from 2007. And I'm sure Frank Driggs would approve of this performance, because I sure do. And I don't know anyone who doesn't. It's Molly Ryan from Songbird in the Moonlight. Hooray for Love.
Hooray for love, what it's done to me. I'm so happy all the day, hooray for love. My head is hot, my hands are not, I've got no dignity. That's the reason why I sing, hooray for love. I was sad and gloomy, so very hard to please. Your kiss did something to me. Now I'm singing while I'm swinging on the flying trapeze. Hooray for love. I was a tiger, now I'm like a dove. Heaven makes me feel.